This is program number LW2747. Remember the Alamo. Texans know that cry. Only 183 Texans, just 183, defended that rundown old mission in central Texas against 4,000 besieging Mexican troops under the leadership of Santa Anna. Hi, this is Larry West. It was David Crockett who told the Texas commander, Lieutenant Colonel William Travis, "Here I am, Colonel. Assign me to some place, and I and my Tennessee boys will defend it all right." Crockett and his Tennessee volunteers did defend it, the weakest point in the fortress. And it was there that they died. While Santa Anna's 4,000 troops were arriving at the Texas town of San Antonio, Travis took his pen and wrote a message that eventually traveled around the world. Here's what it said. "To the people of Texas and all Americans in the world, I am besieged, 1,000 or more of the Mexicans under Santa Anna. I have sustained a continual bombardment and cannonade for 24 hours and have not lost a man. The enemy has demanded surrender at discretion. Otherwise, the garrison are to be put to the sword if the fort is taken. I have answered the demand with a cannon shot, and our flag still waves proudly from the walls." Then he said, "I shall never surrender or retreat. I am determined to sustain myself for as long as possible and die like a soldier who never forgets what is due to his own honor and that of his country." Then Travis wrote three words that have since become famous in this document. Underlining them three times, he wrote, "Victory or death." Actually, history says it was both victory and death. These 183 volunteers delayed Santa Anna's siege on Texas 10 days, giving Sam Houston precious time to train his troops further north. These 183 Alamo fighters killed 1,500 Mexicans, more than a third of Santa Anna's army. And when the Alamo walls were finally taken, it took 4,000 of these Mexicans to kill 183 fighting Alamo volunteers. Remember the Alamo? That was the cry, motivating Texans to stand up and fight, and to be as gallant, as brave, as honorable, as victorious as any men could ever be. The men at the Alamo were heroes. You know, we've got to have our heroes. You know what they are. Heroes are the brave volunteers, be they men or women, who epitomize our very ideals. Davy Crockett is Mr. Courage. Colonel William Travis is Mr. Chivalry. And even the Mexicans, all 4,000 of them at the Alamo, were heroes, epitomizing self-destruction. We've got to have our heroes. And we will have them, be they good heroes or bad. If bad, they get us into trouble. For if heroes are not brave or courageous or honorable or gallant, our heroes can destroy us. Hitler was a hero to many, and he destroyed them. Stalin, Mussolini. To some, even alcohol is a hero. Drugs, money, power. In truth, you see, our heroes are what we become. But talking about the brave, the gallant, the dedicated, I'd like to tell you who my hero is. He was a volunteer who marched out of his palace into the electric chair. Really, it was a cross. Though he was innocent, he died as a criminal. Brave, dedicated, a living sacrifice. Like a baby lamb, he was led to the slaughter, full of love for you and me. His name is Jesus. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course that talks about this hero, Jesus Christ. It's called For God So Loved You. I'd like to send it to you. It's absolutely free. It's a slick, multicolor Bible course. I'd love to send it to you. It's called For God So Loved You. It's free. Would you write me for it? Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.